Al-Qaeda militants attacked three military vehicles in South Yemen on Friday, killing five soldiers and wounding two. The army patrol cars were targeted in Laudar, a city in the southern province of Abyan that saw several military raids against suspected Al-Qaeda militants last year. Meanwhile, in the north of the country, tens of thousands of displaced people in tent camps and residents in ruined homes are hoping to improve their living conditions. The last round of fighting ended almost a year ago, but unrest over the past 3 months has been on the rise. Dorothea Kremitsas is the spokesperson for the Middle East at the International Committee of the Red Cross. She spoke with us about the hardships the people in northern Yemen are facing.
Right now, in the north of the country, there are still intermittent tensions. Lots of people, I mean, probably tens of thousands of people are still displaced. Displaced people, as well as residents, are currently suffering the effects of harsh winter, cold winter, compounded, of course, by the consequences of the last round of fighting, which ended almost 1 year ago, but which still can be felt. Because these people have not been able to improve their living conditions at all. Most of them are sheltered in tents. Some of them are living with families, and others are trying to stay in the wind of their homes, those who manage to get back to their villages. But the situation is still quite tense, and it's extremely difficult to access most of the places where displaced people are currently in northern Yemen.
Now, you mentioned winter temperatures. Does this cause problems only because of people being cold, or is it also affecting crops and livelihoods?
Absolutely. It is also affecting crops, which is vital, which is essential for the people, because the livelihoods of many people depend on that, on agriculture. Other people have cattle, and those as well are being affected either by the cold or by another problem, which is the screwworm. The screwworm is something that it's a disease that is transmittable to humans, and which is another major problem for Yemenis. So what we managed to do is to make a campaign of prevention and treatment of cattle in the north of Yemen, in the governorate of Amran, which helps these people keep their cattle alive and safe. But all of this is made extremely difficult by difficult security conditions on the ground and difficulties to access those places. So we are operating there. We are trying to help these people together with the Yemeni Red Crescent, but under very difficult circumstances sometimes.
Can you tell me a bit more about ICRC's work both within the camps and also elsewhere outside the camps?
We are helping people in camps, in six camps for internally displaced, which are situated close to Sana'a, most of them. We provide them with basic services. They depend very much on us. Actually, they depend almost entirely on the Yemeni Red Crescent Society and the ICRC, who are managing these camps together, for water, food, shelter, and also primary health care to a certain extent. So we provide for over 100,000 people inside and outside the camps in a regular way, food, water, shelter, and other items all over the north of Yemen. These people sometimes change their location. They try to go back to their villages, or they move around between the different camps. But most of them have not been able really to regain their villages and to settle and to start again a normal life there. So things keep moving for them. Their lives, their livelihoods, they can't really ensure their livelihoods. And they have to keep on the move or stay in camps and stay dependent on external humanitarian assistance.
Now, of course, as these families are moving around, ICRC is helping them stay in contact with each other, aren't they?
Yes, the ICRC is also helping them staying in contact. Whenever possible, we re-establish family links between separated families across Yemen. And we do this with the help of the Yemeni Red Crescent Society, who have lots of volunteers on the ground who are doing this work. This is done usually through Red Cross messages, which are short family news, but this can also be done through phone calls. So once we have found the separated family members, we put them again in touch, either through messages or phone calls.
Well, Dorothea, those are all the questions I have for you, but is there anything else you'd like to add?
I'd like to remind that this is a situation in the north of Yemen which has been kind of forgotten. Lots of attention is being focused on the south. Lots of attention is being focused on other situations and other problems in Yemen. But the people in the north who are still struggling to survive, especially now that it's winter, they have been kind of forgotten. I think there needs to be done to help these people stabilize, get back in a secure environment that can help them ensure a proper livelihood and go on with their lives.